Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network.
Today's date, February 27th, 2020.
Saints, the world's in turmoil. Most don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message.
The phone number is 620-878-4682, 620-878-4682. And in case of an emergency, you can text Dan on his cell, let him know you're calling at 316-619-4886, 316-619-4886. You can find always find all the updates, breaking news, Wichita Mission Church radio program archives, and all of our contact information at our ministry hub, which is simply prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com.
Right, folks, remember, we're a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on the net internationally. It's on YouTube, some FM stations, so pray about Fort Maritime. And I emphasize this in the first part of this program, and I'm going to, and by the way, folks, this is part two of two-part program for the 27th. Now, and I emphasize this in the first part of the program. The reason we're able to get good guests like we are is because we are a satellite radio program. Very dependable, and we have been here we've been on American Voice Radio since the start. That's about 16 years. So, folks, pray about supporting airtime. You might say that, well, hey, I listen to your podcast. I don't listen to your radio program. Well, wait a minute. The only reason you have the podcast is because you have the radio program. Because all you're listening to on podcast is the radio program.
Plus, you got to pay the electricity and the internet to put it on the podcast. So there you go.
Right. And and I have to pay the podcast people that host all those archives, those wonderful archives that have about 14 years worth of archives of radio programs. I have to pay them once a year.
So the podcasts aren't free either.
They're free for them, but it's not free for me,
right,
so to speak. But anyway, so on another note, let's thank our listener base.
And worldwide places like Beijing, China.
Wait a minute. I just told you what I'm...
Beijing.
There you go.
Okay, Beijing, China, Auckland, New Zealand.
That one.
Sir, I'm about ready to let you start doing this. Okay. Surabaya, Indonesia, and the good old cities of the USA, Aurora, Illinois, Henderson, North Nevada, New Nevada.
That's Nevada.
Okay. Uh-oh.
It's just Nevada, not North Nevada. It's just Nevada. So you would NB, that'd be NEVADA. That's
Well,
Nevada.
I thought it was North Virginia, but okay.
It's not.
Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and the cities in Wichita, Kansas, is still the largest listener to the podcast when it posts later tonight.
Yeah, amen. Okay, follow us and share us at Twitter. That's Pastor Dan Catlin at Brant77. Now for your Heavenly Father and Yeshua HaMashiach's name, we pray. Father, I pray that this program is useful to the folks out there and that you warn who you want to warn and give everybody ears in which to hear and understand the truth. So in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, mighty name, amen and amen. Well, I'm also pointing out that you folks that you listen to the podcast or wherever you listen, make sure that you visit prophecyhour.com Now, you can even subscribe to it over there. And I put out the latest breaking news that's important to you every day, minus the Sabbath. You won't find much on the Sabbath new unless the world's blowing up. But during the week, you get the best breaking news over there from various different places around the various news sites. So subscribe to theprophecyhour.com. Go over there and check it out. There's a thing, if you scroll down, it says the prophetic news service list, which is even better, that you can subscribe to that, or you can just subscribe to the page. Either way, go over there and visit it a lot.
The CDC director says the coronavirus threat in the U.S. remains low, but warns that there will be new cases. The director of the Center of Disease Control and Prevention told a congressional subcommittee on Wednesday that the risk of contracting the coronavirus in the United States remains low, but warned that the country will most likely see more cases as the outbreak spreads globally.
Stop a second. And that was the reason I put that out. That was a Wednesday, yesterday update, and that was the day before the press conference. But since Wednesday, we find out there's more people being watched, and we're going to go into that part of it right there. Now, listen, here is something that's very telling. Now, Celino Cali, we'll do that. Well, let's do this song first, and then we'll get to this.
Fire on the mountain, Moses went to see. The bush was burning with the flame by the power of God's glory. He was standing on holy ground. Yeah, he had to humble down and take his sandals off because he was standing on holy ground. Daniel in the lion's den, he trusted in God's word. Those hungry lions' mouths were shut, and not a hair on Daniel was hurt, and he was standing on holy ground. Yeah, he had to humble down. He was standing, standing on holy ground. Holy ground. Holy ground. They were standing. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, into the furnace they were tossed. When the king looked in, there were four, not three, but they had their sandals off, and they were standing on holy ground. Yeah, they had to humble down. They were standing, standing on holy ground. David told Goliath, you come with sword and shield, but I am the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. He was standing on holy ground. Yeah, he had to humble down, cause he was standing, standing on holy ground. Holy ground. Holy ground. They were standing. Standing on holy ground. Are you standing, standing on holy ground?
Okay, and your biggest preparation should be being right with the Father, and that should be all the time, meaning having Yeshua as your Savior so you can be with the Father for eternity. You must be on holy ground. Okay, something I want to point out that I know didn't get pointed out last time, I'm going to point it out now. We're talking about how much the disease is, and we talked about the patient in California that had been walking around for 11 days and had not been tested for it because it didn't fit the criteria, because this person never visited out of the country, never had contact with anybody out of the country, and so on and so forth. The person did have flu symptoms, but they weren't tested. Finally, they tested. But here's the problem. California only has a few testing kits in the whole country. There is a lot of people that California didn't have all the testing kits. And if you don't fall into this flow chart that they have to put you in that category, they're not going to test you anyway. California only had 26 testing kits. There's a lot of places in the United States that probably, if I wouldn't had the time to look it up right now, I would, but I'm sure you'll find out that most places in the United States don't even have the testing capabilities for coronavirus, and if they do, it's very limited. So there's a strong possibility that there's a lot of people out there right now that have coronavirus and may even go completely through the disease because not everybody dies from it.
Yeah, I just seen up there where the CDC prohibits the testing of people who haven't traveled to China or who haven't been known to be near anyone that's traveled to China.
Well, so the point is that there's a good point. So there's probably a lot of people that hasn't been tested. Why do they have that like that? The reason they have it like that is because they don't have enough kits to go around. And now I'm sure that our president and his committee, they're probably trying to get more up all of a sudden. Remember, folks, this thing hit us by surprise. It's not like we were testing for the flu or something that was around every year. This escaped. We think it might have escaped the lab, whatever, but it just came up all of a sudden. And when it came up all of a sudden, they had to figure out what the criteria is and what to test for, because this is a new thing. Well, it may not be new in the lab, but it's new out to the public. So there's a lot of people out there that haven't been tested yet. Now, they're going to try and stem it, but it's getting worse. Now, let's go on.
Japan is about to close all their schools for fear of a larger outbreak.
Yeah, and so we see that places like Japan and other countries are taking it serious. I mean, they're closing their schools. That's a big thing. You know, that's not minor. That's a major thing. And just for the record, Elizabeth Warren, which is one of the contenders running for president, has just proposed a bill in the Senate today to take all the money that's being used for the wall, or as she calls it, Trump's wall, but it's America's wall, to take all that money and give it to the CDC or whoever for the coronavirus and to let the borders be open so we can treat the people. But the point is that's just ridiculous.
Yeah,
and then they turn around, and in the same breath they say, we shouldn't politicize this. We should all get together on it. If that isn't political, I don't know what there is. And there's plenty of other money besides the wall money to be used. It's just a political stunt.
Yeah.
It's all it is to demean about Trump. Now then, go ahead.
And Zero Heads has just reported on a brand new study that was just released that has discovered that the coronavirus has an HIV-like mutation, which allows it to bind with human cells up to 1,000 times stronger than the SARS virus. Mainstream scientists continue to perform mental gymnastics to insist that the new coronavirus was man-made. New research from scientists in China and Europe reveal that the disease happens to have an HIV-like mutation, which allows it to bind with human cells up to 1,000 times stronger than the SARS virus, according to the SCMP. Recall that at the end of January, a team of Indian scientists wrote in a now-retracted scandalous paper claiming that the coronavirus may have been genetically engineered to incorporate parts of the HIV
gnome
writing. The uncanny similarity of novel inserts in the 2019 nCoV spike protein to HIV-1, GP120, and GAG and GAG is unlikely to be fortuitous in nature, meaning it was unlikely to have occurred naturally.
All that garbage just means that
engineered for a weapon.
Right, right. And we think that there's a possibility that it came out of a bioweapons lab in Wuhan, however you pronounce that, that just, that's where it seemed to have broke out at. But anyway, fast forward to a new research by a team from Nakata University writes that the coronavirus has an HIV mutation. It allows it to quickly enter the human body by binding to other cells. The virus, this causes or allows the virus to spread at lightning speed. At this moment, you may not have any confirmed cases in your area. That'd be great. But by this time next week, you could potentially have 1,000 people walking around with the virus in your community.
Right.
You know, and that's what we've been saying. But now we've been saying this all along, but these are starting to be confirmations.
So use the time now that you have to make preparations because in the not too distant future, you might be avoiding going out in the public as much as possible, which means you'll probably be stuck at home or get sick.
Let me give you an email, glance at it and just say it. Anyway, yeah, absolutely. You need to be getting ready now. That's the big deal. Prepare, prepare, prepare. Just like the song, I want you to be prepared with Yeshua HaMashiach first and foremost about anything. We have to watch this closely. It could mean it's out. And how many people get this? How many people do you have contact with? How many places do you go in public? Let's say to a store, you know, Walmart does something. What about Walmart? What do you do as you go in the door?
They have greeters.
Back up. Before you get to the greeters, what do they have? You get what, a basket, right?
Right, and those carts are germy, 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 germy.
Don't they have some handy wipes to wipe them off?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's the point. The reason for that is how many people go to the store? I mean, you go to the store, you don't think about having a cold or anything else. You grab the basket, you're coughing all over it and everything. You know how many germs is on that basket?
Yeah, that you set your baby in right there where their hands are, all the germs are.
Do you think that, is that handy wipe going to wipe off the germs?
No, it's not.
It's not. So, it's just ridiculous. There are so many germs out there. Forget about the store. Let's say you go to McDonald's and you go in and you actually sit down or touch the counter. You know, here's one for you. McDonald's has a really neat screen now and it's a touch screen. And actually I like to use it, but it really bugs me though. But this touch screen, you can actually make your orders and you can adjust your sandwiches any way you want. And it's really pretty efficient. But then I read a study at how many incredible amount of germs that they've tested and found on those things. That's because everybody's touches them.
Well, and here's one for you. All these new modern hand blow dryers that they put in bathrooms are nothing but blowing germs all over your hands. I've taught all my kids and grandkids, don't use those because that's where you pick up all the germs. You put that hot air right on there, and guess what? You get a million germs blown right back on your nice, clean hands.
Wait a minute, Mom.
It's less germier to dry them on your clothes than it is to use those blow dryers.
That's what I was going to ask you. How do you want me to dry them? I usually wipe them on my side or something. But
yeah, never. Or use toilet paper. I mean, it kind of sticks to your hands, but if you get enough of it, you can dry your hands with it.
Yeah.
All my kids, they won't use them. They know better.
Okay, now, if this wasn't serious, you know, one of the biggest pilgrimages, meaning in the world, is Saudi Arabia. Muslims are required or are supposed to go do this pilgrimage at least once in their life, but they do it every year. They go over and they circle that black rock and they touch that black rock. That's going on. So let's read this one.
Saudi Arabia suspends entry for Mecca pilgrimage over coronavirus fears. Riyadh, Saudi Arabia has placed a temporary ban on Ummah Mecca pilgrims in the attempt to ensure public safety by preventing the spread of the coronavirus. Tourist visa holders from countries judged to pose a particular high risk of spreading the virus will also be denied entry.
Okay, so they're shutting down the pilgrimage. You know, this religious pilgrimage they have every year. I can't even count how many Muslims go there and do that. If it wasn't serious, then why are they doing things like this? Okay, now this is a one we might have time for. Go ahead.
Israel is the first country to warn its citizens not to travel abroad over coronavirus fears. Israel on Wednesday became the first country to officially warn its citizens to avoid any international travel amid fears over the coronavirus outbreak.
Okay. So now that's a big deal. Nobody's been warning everybody else to just stay in the country. Now, mind you, they're not just saying to China, they're saying anywhere. Stay home. Stay home. But this is just in. The Israeli Central Election Committee is considering setting up special voting stations for citizens exposed to the virus. Now, this just came out of Israeli World News, World News Israel. According to a recent survey, approximately 400,000 Israelis say they'll skip going to the polls for the March 2nd election due to the fears concerning coronavirus. Now, this is crazy. Now, think about this.
Yeah.
We're going to have an election this year.
And it'll be the same. Everybody will stay home for fear of the coronavirus.
It could very well be the same. It could very well be the same. Now, here in America, we do have a way to vote from home. I've never utilized it, but you can vote from home. So, folks.
How do you vote from home?
You can do a mail-in ballot.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I never did a mail-in ballot, but there is such thing as a mail-in ballot. And so, folks, before you consider not voting, unless you're a liberal, don't vote. I don't care if you vote or not.
Yeah, right.
If you're a liberal, ignore what I'm about to say. Of course, if you're a liberal, I doubt very seriously if you're listening to this radio program. But if you are, whatever, don't vote. Okay, moving right along. Anyway, so what I'm saying is if need be, you can vote from home. So make sure that you vote for this election. It is probably it's the most important one in our life. When you look at the candidates and what they're spewing out at what they want to do, you don't want any of these candidates running or winning against Trump. Anyway, tell them where they can find us, and we'll go take a break.
You can find all our information at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. We'll be back in 4 minutes.
Go away, Pastor Dan will be right back.
Philosophy has been defined as the love of wisdom, a search for a general understanding of values and reality by chiefly speculative rather than observational means. At the time Paul wrote the letter to the Colossians, men attempted to add to the commandments of God. These man-made ordinances could not be found in Scripture. Paul said that these philosophical rules and regulations, which he called handwriting of ordinances, were against men, were contrary to them, and that they were nailed to the cross. Based on what Paul said, today's philosophers, those who search for an understanding of values by speculative rather than by observation of Scripture, attempt to nail God's commandments to the cross when they find one that interferes with the wisdom of man. They would lead us to believe that some of God's commandments are contrary to us. But let us have a look at what the Bible says. Were God's commandments against men, contrary to us? Absolutely not. Scripture says that God's commandments are righteous commandments, that they are faithful, that they are delight, that they are truth, and that they will not pass away, for the truth does not change. This is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. All His commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. I'm Richard Reeves with Just the Facts. For more information, contact Partakers Publications, Post Office Box 23031, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. Or visit our website at www.toolong.com.
This is Pastor Dan and Linda Kaplan. You're listening to Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network, and we're presented by Messiah's Branch. And that was said twice because I did that silly thing because I wanted to talk to my wife and turn down the volume. Anyway, moving right along, we were talking just before we went to break. I made a comment about liberals and telling them not to vote. No, you do have a right to vote. Go vote. But the point is that I don't agree who you vote with. And here's why. Here's one of the reasons. Recently, there was a bill introduced, and we've talked about this a lot online, on radio, is that how after a baby is born, that a lot of hospitals just leave the baby to die. And so it was proposed to pass a bill in the Senate that it would be required by federal law that you had to give life-saving to any baby that was born, that came out of the womb alive, would have to be given life-saving care immediately, make it a federal law. Well, just within the last few days, 41 Democratic senators, that's all, voted. Two of them didn't vote, I think. I think there's 43 of them. But 41 of them voted against the bill saying, kill the baby. You know, you're talking about some babies live that have been aborted that come out of the womb and have lived for, you know, hours and hours and could have lived, period, if they would have been given care. And they haven't. They've just been left to die. That is murder. That is murder. Even one of the most liberal universities in the United States, Harvard University, says that a baby that's born, actually a baby in the womb, has personhood, let alone some a baby that comes out and breathes.
That's right. It's a human.
Right. Is that it's a human and that it should be given life-saving care. This is murder, folks. And I'm telling you that the United States of America is, we're not going to get a free pass for this. We are now currently we have less abortions than we've had in many, many years because of all the pushback from the conservative states and, that have pushed back and changed laws within their states and pushed back against abortions. And also President Trump, who's withholding funding, and by the way, it was passed with the Supreme Court that he could withhold funding from Planned Parenthood. So we are seeing a drastic decline, but I don't understand the mentality of these people that can just let a child die. And then when you look at all the hatred that's coming out of them, all you see is hatred, hatred, hatred. It was just like a woman who had a testimony I read the other day and was talking about how she left the Democratic Party because all they do is spew hatred and anger and so on and so forth. She couldn't understand it. And that's why I understand a lot of you Democrats have been left behind. So, you know, you should cross over. You should vote Republican because we're not hateful like that. That isn't what we're about. Your America, that the party that you once knew, is going away. It really, really is. And so, but my point is that, so really, you can't let babies die. And that's why, those kind of things is why I get in such anger on the left side. You know?
Right.
I mean, and if you say, well, right, and if you vote, so if you vote for a Democrat, this is what you're voting for. If
right.
you vote on the Democratic side, then that's what you're voting for. You're voting for murder of children. And so, yeah, that's crazy. Now, you know, we're talking about coronavirus as our major topic today. But here's somebody that got coronavirus.
Breaking report. Pope Francis falls slightly ill days after helping people with the coronavirus. According to reports, Pope Francis just canceled a planned mass in Rome due to illness. This is coming just days after he met with crowds in St. Peter's Square, where he kissed heads and touched faces, saying he had solidarity with those suffering from the coronavirus.
Okay, and here's a good example. So this is Pope Francis, and he was seen sneezing and coughing and everything afterwards, and of course we pray for his recovery because he's a man, although I don't agree with anything he says. But let's go with this. He was kissing and touching and foreheads and faces. Don't do it. You know, even your let's say your loved ones, that's a hard one. Maybe within your own family, but how many people do you hug, you know, when you see them? Or you know what I'm saying? Or maybe it is a loved one, a kid or something or a grandchild that isn't living within your home, and you kiss them after they've been in public. You got to be really, really careful.
In the schools, there's lots of schools that have lots of right around, it's the flu, but there's still a bunch of schools that are closing because the kids are all sick.
Right, yeah, we had schools close in our area just for the regular normal flu. And that's been my point. Okay. Okay, I hope that didn't. We may have a problem here in a minute. I hope my computer isn't going to try to restart itself. If it says we're going offline, that was
you
an.
You hit okay, so it should be okay.
Oh, okay. Well, and yeah, because it said it restart. Anyway, so that's just a warning, folks. If I go off the air, it's because Windows Update did something yesterday, and today it just said something about restart now or something, and so I hit the opposite one. I'm praying it doesn't do that. Anyway. Yeah, and so I do have a number. I'll call Frank back immediately if I go off the air. And I do have enough juice on my phone to get through with that. So, okay, moving right along. Now, there's some things that we need to talk about. Now, I think we put enough emphasis on how bad it is and how it's continuing. Let's talk about what you should store up. This is what the Department of Homeland Security says.
Department of Homeland Security advises storing at least 2 weeks of food and water as part of the coronavirus preparation. Specialists recommends. Before the pandemic, store 2 weeks' supply of water and food. Periodically check your regular prescription drugs to ensure a continuous supply in your home.
Stop a second. I want to talk about both those for a minute. As we said before, that hopefully local water won't go off, but it could. If it does, you better have a 2-week supply of water, and you got to consider that's for everybody in your household and maybe some extra. But this is a big one. Check your regular prescription drugs to ensure continuous supply in your home. Folks, I think it's about 70% or 80% of our prescription drugs. Whether you agree with taking prescription drugs or not, if you take prescription drugs and they're something that you depend on every day, let me tell you what, 70 to 80% are manufactured in China. Now, I'm not saying the drugs will come over here with coronavirus on them. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is a lot of their factories and places have shut down. If it's at all possible, I know on a lot of medications, your insurances will allow you to get a 90-day supply instead of a 30-day supply. But if at all possible, try to get yourself a 90-day supply of whatever life-saving drug that you need, that you take regular. And that goes with anything else that you use that's non-prescription.
Okay, and have any non-prescription drugs and other health supplies on hand, including pain relievers, stomach remedies, cough and cold medicines, fluids with electrolytes, and vitamins. Get copies and maintain electronic versions of health records from doctors, hospitals, pharmacies, and other sources, and store them for personal reference. You should do that anyway, regardless.
Yeah, you should have hard copies. It's been a couple of years since I got a hard copy of my records, but I'm going to make sure that I do. Go ahead.
Get help assessing electronic health records. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm online with mine. I guess I just need to copy them all.
Print them out.
Yeah. Talk with family members and loved ones about how they would be cared for if they got sick and what will be needed to care for them in your home.
Right. Now, in a case, let's say that somebody in your home gets a coronavirus, they should be isolated. You need to have a room in your house. I mean, if they got their own bedroom, great. Then you could just, go to their bedroom, don't come out except to use the bathroom. And that you even need to look into whether if they're really sick with the coronavirus, whether or not, if you have two bathrooms, of course, just designate one for them. But if not, you're going to have to clean up every time they go in there with sanitizer. And if it's just, if possible, if there's a way they could do it, you get one of them porta potties or something and put it in a room, like they use for crippled people. This is a serious thing. You don't want to catch this, and especially people that have lung problems, COPD, or like me, I got asthma. The first thing, anytime any cold or anything, I get it. Where does it go? It goes directly to my lungs. And folks, you can attest to that because you hear lots of times how my voice gets hoarse or whatever. That's because I got asthma, and so every time that I get a bug, it goes right to my lungs. And so for people like me, it could be very devastating. I'm just praying that the Father will get me through it if indeed I catch it at some point. But I also plan on using colloidal silver, which I don't know if it'll work for what we're talking about, but it seems to work for everything else. Go ahead.
During a pandemic, limit the spread of germs and prevent infection. Emphasis from the website.
Wait a minute. That means going to the CDC website, folks. And I'll send a link over to the pastor's page so you can have the CDC website. Go ahead.
Avoid close contact with people who are sick. When you're sick, keep your distance from others to protect them from getting sick, too. Cover your mouth and nose with a tissue when coughing and sneezing. It may prevent those around you from getting sick. Washing your hands often will help protect you protect you from germs. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth, and practice other good hygiene or other good health habits. Get plenty of sleep, be physically active, manage your stress, drink plenty of fluids, and eat nutritional foods. Those are all things that we learned from when we can begin to talk. We learned to do all that. So it's the same thing over and over and over. Just take precautions. Wash your hands. Cover your mouth. Stay home when you're sick.
Don't cough on people.
That's what irritates me. People will stay home from work because their kids are sick. So they keep their kids home from school and they stay home from work. But they'll go to the gym. Why? So everybody at the gym can take care of their viruses and take them home with them and get sick? Really?
Well, that is the truth. That is the truth. Absolutely. All these things are things that you shouldn't be doing anyway.
Right. You learn them from when you can begin to talk. They shouldn't, you know.
Well, let's hope that you are, and let's hope that that there's parents out there nowadays that are teaching them to their children.
Right, because you don't know what they're, okay, never mind. Another subject.
Yeah, and so that could be real, you know, we don't know that's a fact. So go ahead.
Describe how it actually spreads. Okay, the coronavirus is a respiratory virus spread through close contact with people gathering face-to-face or in close spaces. As of this week, health experts know the virus is contagious several days before symptoms arrive. A kiss on the cheek from a friend who is seemingly healthy today is risky because they may not show symptoms of the virus until early next week. Yeah, they said 14 days, what I read. Make clear the face mask may not save you.
Now, stop a second. This woman that I talked to though was telling me that there was a face mask shortage where she worked at, told me that she got a different kind of mask because the regular face mask weren't helping. She got something that covered her eyes. Now, mind you, she's going to wear that to work. You know,
right.
Because she doesn't want to get sick. So that's dramatic. And that's somebody that works in healthcare. I don't know exactly what her job is, but the point is she works in healthcare, said there's already a shortage of masks and things. In fact, on eBay, there were some people that were selling, about 20 boxes or something of masks, and they were asking $1,000 for them. Incredible. And they only cost a few dollars. Go ahead.
Okay, Trump told reporters Wednesday that the government ordered a lot of face masks, but Schaffner said these types of coverings do not protect someone healthy from getting the virus and give people a false sense of comfort. There's really scant scientific data that would support their use to protect us from getting an infection.
Now, stop. I do believe they will help to a point, but... if it's out in the air, this is from the CDC, so that this is what we need to listen to. We need to listen to a lot of sources.
Those masks are not designed to prevent us from getting a viral infection, and they're also not effective at containing germs when people that are sick are wearing them. So they don't work either way. But I'm sure they help a little.
Yeah, I'm sure they help a little.
Because even when you go to a doctor with just a simple cold, they have them right on the desk. If you're coughing, sneezing, wear a mask to see the doctor.
Right, right. It does suppress it. In the same way, when you go to the emergency room, when you walk in, if you've got flu symptoms, they immediately hand you a mask.
Right.
And tell you that. And so I do believe they help some, but for a viral infection, this is something, you know, a bigger deal. Point is we should act like, I'm not saying don't wear them, but don't get it secured if that's going to save you. You know what I mean?
But it's also spread the same way the flu and everything else is spread. People cough on their hands. They touch the doorknobs. They use the toilets. You go to the public toilets or to the public bath. Doorknobs are on doorknobs. It's on surfaces where they touch. So if they touch it, then you touch it, you get it. Okay. The best tool for avoiding the virus, which the government has not shared, is social distancing or staying away from people in public spaces.
Oh, wow. We've been saying that for probably all this program. But, yeah, that's the point. You have to make those judgments yourself. But that's really bad. Okay, go ahead.
Leaked documents reveal the coronavirus infections are up to 52 times higher than the reported figures in China, Shantou Province.
Okay, now this came from the China Morning Post, which is a big newspaper in China, and but China got it from the Epoch Times, which is a very good newspaper. They'll give you 10 free articles a month to read, but the Epoch Times, which a lot of people refer to them, and they are right there in China, and they have reporters in China. So that's where this is coming, 52 times higher than reported figures in China's, that's just one province of China. The point is, that's what we've been saying. It's bigger than that. That's why I'm still imploring, if you have information that you know about that, text me on my phone, 316-619-4886, 316-619-4886. I know I have listeners right there in Beijing, China. Let me know. I won't reveal that you spoke to me or any such thing because I know that you would get in trouble.
Okay, the novel coronavirus outbreak in eastern China's Shandong province is much worse than what has been officially reported. According to a series of internal government documents obtained by the Epoch Times, each day from February 9th to February 23rd, Shandong authorities underreported the number of infections according to the internal data compiled by the Shandong Center of Disease Prevention and Control.
Okay, well, and so that's exactly what I was just saying, that, you know, we've been saying this for days. We've been saying it for weeks. And like I say, folks, you know, the CDC, the SCDC's daily new infectious numbers range from 136 times to 52 times greater than the officially published data by the Shandong Health Commission and China's National Health Commission. And the point is they're not telling the truth because it makes their stock market go down because the people look at it. Remember how much products that are manufactured there. That means products slow down and so on and so forth according to how many people have to stay home. First, the government ordered people to stay home. Then they ordered a huge number back to work, and a huge number of those just didn't go back to work. And so we're going to see cuts in supplies, and things that are normally bought from China are going through the floor. Folks, you really need to get out there and earlier we just got through saying or reading that they said they needed to have 2 weeks supply of food. I say 2 months supply of food at the minute. You need to have food in your household. You need to be prepared for this. I don't know how big it's going to deal, but the thing about food, guess what? You can always eat it. Thing about hand sanitizer, you can always use it. And what was that you was talking earlier? You said you use
peroxide
instead of hand sanitizer, that it makes a very good one. Thing is be smart about it and try not to infect others. But the big, strongest thing that you need to do is
get prepared
with the fodder first.
Right.
That's my point. And you need to in all things. Folks, we're going to have some different programming on next week. We will definitely keep up on this story. I know that we'll have to keep up on it. But I guarantee we'll do at least one program on some other prophecy stuff. What time of the month is that? Okay, you'll be here next week. And and I've also asked a special guest to be on next week. I haven't heard back from them yet, but we'll see what happens. So pray about it. Pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. We're talking about all this flu and everything. And as I said in the first half of this program, we're fighting the flu over there. There's a lot of people that are suffering, and a lot of people die from the normal flu every year. So what I'm asking you is to please support us in our effort over there. We need over-the-counter medications, and if you can help market for medications, if you make a donation for that. But the another big thing is what? What are we talking on?
Radio. Support radio. Radio, I'm sorry, I yawned. He asked me right in the middle of a yawn. Radio. We need to pay radio. We got O for February, and March is coming right around the corner. Next program will be in March.
Yeah, in fact, because somebody stole a couple of days, right? You know.
No, we got an extra day this year, actually.
We're still not going to have February 29th, 28th, 30th.
February 29th is this year, or this is leap year.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, and this is funny. My cousin in South Carolina, he posted a picture of his gallon of milk yesterday. It said expiration date, February 30th.
Really?
Yeah. Everybody's saying, keep that jug. It might be worth some money. Keep that jug.
That's funny.
Dad's birthday is February 29th, too.
You're answering to Frank. What do those people do when they're, seriously, how do you celebrate your birthday on February 29th when they
You get one birthday every 4 years, you just don't get old as we do.
Okay, I'm not even buying that one, but, alright. But support us so we can care for the people that the Father sends us, men, women, and children from all walks of life come in that have had a bad break. We really need your help. Pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. And if you support radio, make sure you market for radio. It does help the mission church because everything in the ministry is intertwined together.
And the clothing closet is empty. We need clothing badly. Clothing.
I have a solution for that anyway. But so pray about it. And if you're in Wichita and you've got clothing, hey, before you go giving them to Goodwill, give them to us. In fact, the founders of Goodwill, the people that are involved with the Goodwill.
Yep.
Not in Wichita, but the major people got in trouble for,
overpricing, taking the money off the top, or taking the donations, the good stuff off the top.
Well, they got in trouble for, then you didn't read the same one I did. They got in trouble for embezzlement. They were stealing money from the ministry.
Surcharges, yeah, I read that part too, but they were also taking the best of the products that were donated for personal use.
Right. Anyway, and I'm not trying to disparage them because actually, that's the one that's supposed to be selling the stuff and giving it to the veterans, you know, so
that's,
I don't know.
No, that's DAV.
That's DAV. Okay. Well, anyway, all donations, no matter what size, helps. And the Father notices all donations that come from where?
Your heart.
And so pray about it. You can donate online, over the telephone, or mail or check a money order, and you can find all that information at prophecyhour.com, prophecyhour.com. And again, if you don't wish to help with the poor, consider a donation for radio airtime. I go back to that. People keep saying, well, I'm on podcast. I get you on podcast. Well, you get me on podcast, but you're not getting something I made for podcast. That you're getting a recorded live radio, satellite radio broadcast is what you're getting. It's just, while it is simulcast live on the net, which that, of course, that goes internationally, it's then put on the podcast site. And I hate calling it a podcast. I hate that name for some reason. It just,
and then you still got to pay the podcast to store them on the podcast site. So it's still not free for you.
Yeah, it's still cost. Anyway, you look at it, it costs. And so pray about it. So pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church, radio, the whole bottle of wax. But if it is for radio airtime, please mark it for radio. And if it's for over-the-counter medications, I pray that you would do that also. Okay, you want to tell them goodbye or when you're coming back? You'll be back next week, too,
yep,
won't you?
I'll be back next week.
Well, and that's more like a warning, folks, I guess. But anyway, yes, you'll be back next week. We'll both be back with you. I am not sure why, like I say, I put out a thing for a special guest next week. He hasn't answered me back. Anyway, we must remember there is only one true God. He's your father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His son is Yeshua HaMashiach, who gave his life for repenting sins. And he rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. And folks, it was pointed out to me by somebody that said, well, the Father isn't nowhere in the Old Testament or whatever. Well, you know, I call him Father because, number one, that's who he is. But number two, because Yeshua said, call him Father. That's what he said, and that's how Yeshua refers.
It actually says, don't call anybody but me Father.
Right, but the point is Yeshua said, call him Father. And anyway, so remember, always, always, always be a blessing to others. You going to say goodbye real quick?
Shalom.
Lord our God, Father King Universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that the Father blesses and keeps you, and his face shines upon you, and he's gracious to you, and he gives you peace. Like no one or nothing else can. Goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.